Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, I thought let's make a change from commenting on geopolitics, stuff like that all the time, and do one on London stereotypes. I was watching videos about Parisian stereotypes, and that was my inspiration to turn to this topic. And I haven't addressed any of this kind for a little while. So I'm an adoptive Londoner, not a real Londoner. So lived in and around the London area for decades, on and off, so know quite a bit about it. Don't quite live in London. But anyway, so some of the stereotypes, some of these make more sense to people from within the United Kingdom. Some of them I think make more sense to people from overseas, particularly the United States. So London is one of those. Is it the only triple alpha plus city or whatever? They say it's up there with Hong Kong and New York for being a brand for global connectivity. In terms of its being a major financial center, they're having so many flights going through it, and blah, blah, blah. So, a city of almost 10 million people, which on a world scale is not even that big these days. If you compare it to Delhi or Mumbai or Sao Paulo or Mexico City, something like that, or various Chinese cities like Shenzhen, Shanghai, which are like 25 million people. But there was a time when London was the biggest city in the world. If you go to the 17th century, to 1800, about a million people. 1900, about 2 million. But anyway, so various London stereotypes. One thing is that people are posh, which is to say upper class, have my sort of accent. And that's a minority. Even in London, would be like 20% of Londoners maximum. Somewhat depending on what you define, where's the boundary between that and a more ordinary accent? Because typical Londoners had a Cockney accent, say a working class Londoner had Cockney accents. Now, the worst possible exemplar is that of Dick Van Dyke, the American actor in Mary Poppins in the 1960s, who attempted to do it and really butchered it. They should have put one line in that film to say, he's an American, happens to be in London, he can do his American accent, yeah, fine, rather than do it. So accents are only worth doing if you can do them properly, rather than do them horrifically. That the posh accent, or sometimes called the public school accent, or Oxford English, standard British English, is only a minority of people within the United Kingdom, but particularly concentrated in and around London. There's a minority even in London. So there's more Cockney. Of course, there's multicultural London English like Stormzy speaks. That's for people maybe under the age of 30 a bit more. And obviously people have a blend of a few of these accents. But because it's such an international city, there are many people who have just moved in from overseas, like from France, China, Nigeria, India, Trinidad, Brazil, wherever, bringing those accents and maybe gradually blending those with whatever British accents there are, like the posh one or Cockney or something like that, or multicultural London English. But one thing is that people are affluent, and of course there are billionaires in London and so on, but also fairly poor people. There isn't real poverty in London unless you count for homeless people. I know people in the United Kingdom are always bleating, oh, we're so poor, we have to go for food banks. You still get the food though, don't you? Nobody's died of starvation in this country for over a century. I wish it never ever happened. So on a world scale, there isn't a poverty, but it's definitely not true that everybody's rich. But it's a serious minority who are, depending what level it is. Because bear in mind, it'd be a very humble house, would cost £1 million now. Just a two bedroom house with a postage stamp of a garden would cost over £1 million in some areas. Like in some very shishy areas like Knightsbridge, you could easily be paying £50,000 per square meter for your property. But I suppose you're probably rich cash poor. So the one about being rich again is misleading. Yeah, I mean, disproportionately there are wealthy people, but someone's got to do a menial job, someone's got to be a cleaner and so forth, be a waiter, waitress, and all the rest of it. But they're arrogant, and I think obviously there's some of that. British people generally, not as much as it was in the past. It's difficult if people are a superpower not to feel conceited, and obviously the United Kingdom hasn't been a superpower for a long time and won't be again. But there was some of that, or this automatic assumption that London is superior, our way is the best way, you should do it our way, why don't you do it our way? If you don't want to emulate us, you must be stupid or evil or both. So maybe there is a bit of arrogance, and the posh accent comes across as stuck up. It grates on some people as well. That can really rub people's up the wrong way. Looking down on the rest of the country, particularly like Northern England, thinking it's poverty stricken or whatever. The idea that Londoners are sophisticated, and I suppose some of them are, or stylish in terms of fashion, or people who work in certain sectors, The bad teeth one, I think that's probably gone a long time ago. Remember Gore Vidal used to write about bad teeth, Christopher Hinterhitchin saying he winced when he read that one. Horse teeth, like the British royal family obviously notorious for it, but I think modern a dentition has come to London a long time ago. So well, what else would be particularly left wing? And of course there's some truth in that, because as a conurbation, it's the political centre here is further to the left than in the countryside. For over a century, Labour's held the majority of seats in every single election, including like 1983, a very bad election for Labour. But because it's so wealthy, it was the one major city in the UK where the Conservatives don't do that badly. No, did badly. The Conservatives did badly last time, but not as badly as in other cities. That it's liberal, and I suppose it is. I mean, it's quite a centre of the gay community, because what percent of people in the United Kingdom are gay? Something like 5%, but in London it's more like 10%. Partly because of their gay village, their nightclubs, or they come here from the rest of the UK, the rest of the world is more accepting. One of the most gay-friendly cities in the world. Seeing two men walking down the street hand in hand hasn't been surprising for 20 years. So quite metropolitan, and is often used to attack it. Oh, you are living that whatever liberal left bubble or the Westminster Village. People who work in politics as politicians, as their assistants or journalists, or even civil servants or lobbyists, because Westminster is the area of London where Parliament is located. Parliament's other name is the Palace of Westminster. So there are often attacks on the liberal left metropolitan elite, that it is elite. And okay, there are elitists, there are wealthy, there are very powerful people, and so on. Well, the people are overeducated. And yes, there's a sort of higher university attendance rate than elsewhere. So partly because there's so many universities. There are like 160 universities in the United Kingdom, and something like 20 of them are in London. But that's partly then, if you look at the University of London, it's divided into many colleges, but they're effectively separate universities because it's so big. Like University College London, Imperial College London, King's College London, the London School of Economics, and. That is quite cosmopolitan, because it's got, they say that every nationality in the world lives in London. Many people may not realize how ethnically diverse it is. Like only about 40% of Londoners are white British, and even most of those, I would guess, have at least one grandparent from abroad, someone who's a white Briton who's a quarter Italian, or a white Briton who's a quarter Polish or something like that. So interracial relationships are very, very common. And there's some schools where the majority of children are black, and so on, and that's just going to increase. So very multiracial, like that. I think very, very good race relations these days. So what else? Overeducated, as though that's a bad thing, but some of the country don't like that. That it's aggressive. It's not a very dangerous city, but I remember one of my colleagues think that Londoners were aggressive, as in socially aggressive, or like rude, thrusting, ambitious, backstabbing, because they're so career oriented. And that there might be an element of that, because if you want to advance your career in media, in law, in finance, so other sectors, this was the place to be. Now, obviously, with online working, that doesn't matter that much anymore. Still matters somewhat that Londoners are ambitious, and again, there might be some of that. They're disproportionately young, and that's probably quite true, because if people want to have children off, they say, we can't afford to live in London. It's not a great place to be a small child. We'll move out. We'll move out. Getting out of London is an ambition in their 30s for many people. So these are some of the London stereotypes, and quite a lot of them are true. A tendency to maybe sneer at other areas, or I knew a woman from County Durham felt she was treated almost as a foreigner moving to London, and so on. Right, so those are some of the London stereotypes. Are there any more I've missed? And how true do you think the stereotypes are? Goodbye.